made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content.
Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike.
All right, we have covered a few topics today, but not all of them. Nick's going to take care of all of the balance of the topics we have not covered yet today.
That's what I'm here for. The Bengals pass rush ace Trey Hendrickson has asked for a trade. The team's reported unwillingness to give him a long-term lucrative contract has prompted the request. Could Hendrickson be part of a draft weekend trade?
Well, certainly it's possible. Now, this might be one where if the Rams decided to move, maybe this would be what they want to do. Get a pass rusher like Trey Hendrickson. Give up that first-round pick. I'm not saying I want them to do this, but I would be intrigued if they did. So that might be a name to listen for tonight. Man, everybody wants out of Cincinnati. What's going on?
We're on to Cincinnati. That would be fine. I want one of the 49ers to get traded. It would just be fun. And maybe take him down a peg or two. Yeah, let's trade one of those guys.
Wow.
There you go.
There was a media scrum yesterday for many writers and reporters at the NFL draft, which is normal. But at the center of the scrum was Daniel Jeremiah, which is not normal. Yes, DJ, the guy on the NFL Network, a media member. How weird is this?
It's an odd visual. At the very least, it's an odd visual. Media. It's like if John suddenly had a bunch of people around him right now and they were like, hey, what's going on with the pitching with Creighton? And they're holding recorders into his face. That'd be odd. I think this is odd. This is the NFL power, right?
Well, it's not just the NFL power, but it's the NFL draft complex.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the talk and the experts and the draft nicks and those people. And listen, Daniel Jeremiah, I respect his work. I think he does a great job, covers the league very well. This is right up his alley. But the fact that other media, it just becomes this cycle where it's media talking about things to other members of the media, and then it becomes the major talking point, and it has nothing to do with the actual person at the center of that story. Mm-hmm. It just becomes this vicious cycle that keeps feeding itself, the hot take complex, if you will.
100%.
The Miami Heat made 23 three-pointers, a franchise playoff record.
That's a lot of 5 points bank three-pointers.
It is.
And beat the Celtics by 10 points last night, evening the series at 1-1. They're not going to pull the series upset again, are they?
No, the Celtics will be fine. I mean, the fact it took 23 threes.
They still won by 10, though, John.
Right.
You could take away three of those threes, and they would have won by one.
Are you trying to make the argument that the Heat are going to win this series?
No, I was just giving you some
that's the kind of effort it's going to take to beat the Celtics. You know, that's the magic of a best of seven, is you can lose a game or two. Hell, you could lose three games in a best of seven and still win the series.
People forget that it's best of seven, not best of five. Yeah, the Celtics will win. I think now that this thing goes one of two ways. One way, they dominate the remaining three games and win going away, or this thing goes all the way to a seventh game again.
Somebody get a hold of Jimmy Allen.
Uh-oh.
Because yesterday, the Bears unveiled a $5 billion domed stadium.
Whoa.
This one near the current location of Soldier Field. Give me your thoughts.
I like that it's staying in Chicago proper. Also, we have a thing on the video stream for those who are listening in the radio. And there's like this glass that allows you to view the downtown area. I think that's pretty cool. I like that it would be in Chicago and near where the current stadium is. Would this mean they would play in Champaign again for a couple years, like when they remodeled
it
the last time?
No, they would still play at Soldier Field, and then once this stadium was done, they would tear out.
Okay. I didn't know if they were going to
be like the Broncos when they built New Mile High.
Don't hate it. But apparently, what are people saying this looks a lot like?
If you look at, and one of the pictures we're showing shows there's an open end. It's a dome stadium, but there's an open end that's big glass pane windows that looks out on the Chicago skyline to the north. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Allegiant Stadium, home of the Raiders, and if you look at Tennessee's new stadium that they're proposing, it's got this same design where it's got this big open area. The stadium look very similar to each other. So we're getting to the era of cookie cutters, but they're domed.
We saw that, like, after Dallas' stadium, a lot of the stadiums in the following few years, they look like the Dallas stadium. The Rams stadium kind of looks like that. It kind of looks like a hodgepodge of Dallas's and Atlanta's. So this is, I guess, the next iteration now is the Vegas stadium. It's like the cookie cutter stadiums of the 70s, really.
Do they do this because they don't have to do any research and figure out engineering? They're just like, oh, design already works.
Well, it's partially that, but it's the owners, when they are looking to build their own thing, they're going around to other places and they like what they see. And they basically hire the same designers and say, I want that, because they really like it. And then they add their own little touches here and there.
Chris Mad Dog Russo, a calm and reasoned individual, has advice for all play-by-play announcers. Joey?
It's all announcers. It's not just local baseball on April 20th. In TNT, the NBA, the NFL, it's way, way, way over the top. You have to broadcast an event knowing what the sports fan thinks about the event. And a home run in the seventh inning on April 20th when there's 6,000 in the fans, it's not Bobby Thompson. So you have to sit there and broadcast and have a tone that fits the moment. And a guy scores, there's a layup scored at 10-10 first quarter, and you think that, you know, somebody like Jordan made the game-winning jump shot in game six of an NBA final. It's way, way over the top with the exuberance. It's almost like they're trying to tell you, how dare you miss this?
How rich is this, given his proclivity for going off at the drop of a hat?
I mean, this is very rich irony.
He's not wrong, though.
You think announcers are getting over the top?
No, I'm just saying his piece of advice at the end, I wouldn't call a layup at 10-10 in the first quarter of a Creighton women's game the way I would call a layup in the fourth quarter.
Right, but he's claiming that's what everyone's doing these days. My question is, are you hearing that when you're watching a sporting event?
No.
See, I don't understand where some of this overreaction is coming from.
He must have been listening to some, like, random high school game in Connecticut or something. I think it's a good piece of advice, but yeah,
of course
that guy also loses his mind a lot.
I've been listening to a lot of baseball lately.
Yeah.
And that's been my biggest complaint, is I wish some of the announcers were more animated than they were.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of boring sometimes.
Mad Dog Russo, meet Harry Carey, you know?
Jaden Rashada, the quarterback embroiled in one of the first NIL scams of the new era, has transferred to Georgia to back up Carson Beck. Would you say he landed pretty well on his feet?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be in a team that has a chance to win the national championship. Now, again, second best coach in the SEC, Kirby Smart, instead of going to LSU. But in all seriousness, yeah, you're going to Georgia. Now, I would ask, what is he wanting from his college career? If it's being somewhere that will be successful, he is at that location. If he's wanting to start in 2024, obviously he is not at that location. What is he hoping for beyond that, though, I guess is what I would ask.
Well, my guess is he already knows he's going to be behind Carson Beck. He's building for the future. He still has, he has still 4 years of eligibility.
Who does?
Rashada.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Carson Beck.
No.
Like, what?
No. Yeah, I know. You should be worried because he's playing for the best coach in the SEC, Kirby Smart.
But
yeah, that's what Rashada's banking on is, hey, Carson Beck, he's going to play another year here at Georgia, and he's going to end up, you know, in the big time.
Yep.
And it'll be my turn after that. It's, you know, given he was screwed by Florida and the Florida NIL effort, this isn't a bad way to end up playing for the best program in college football.
John, there's a scandal in IndyCar racing. Two Team Penske drivers were disqualified, and a win was taken away after it was discovered that the team had an unfair technical advantage while misusing their push-to-pass button. How scandalous is this, and can you please explain to Josh what a push-to-pass
Whoa,
button is?
Whoa, Nick, dump button much?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So, yeah, this was a race that happened a month ago, and apparently the software in the cars was not updated properly, or they didn't take out the one feature. They pushed it. Basically, this is like a video game.
Yeah.
You know how in a video game you push the turbo button and all of a sudden, you know, the Mario Kart takes off? That's essentially what push to pass is. Where they push it and it gives them extra horsepower to make passes. Well, the push to pass feature is supposed to be
disabled
at restarts of a race. So you can't use it when you're coming to the green flag after a restart.
It's like in Formula One, how you can't use the DRS except after a restart. You have to wait a couple laps.
Well, apparently they had forgotten to turn off the software. See you, Raz. They had forgotten to turn off the software, and they were using this push to pass illegally. This is what I hate about modern racing, is all these stupid gimmicks. You know, just build a good car, have a good driver, and go. This non-DRS push-to-pass stuff is silly. It's nonsense. AJ Foyt used to get out of his car and take a wrench and beat the crap out of his engine to get his car going again. That's how racing should
be. Blow it in the cartridge.
Dick Trickle used to smoke grits in the car during caution flags. That's how racing is supposed to be.
I mean,
it's not anymore, though.
These are things because one team figured out they could do it and it wasn't illegal, and then to make it fair, they're like, well, everybody can do it now. To even the playing field, John.
Even playing field.
Finally, is the worst sports movie of all time Draft Day?
I've never seen it, so I can't
either.
Even... Have you seen it?
I don't know anything
about saw...
this.
I've heard it's not bad. I saw the last half of it.
I've heard it's actually not bad.
It's pretty schmaltzy, and it's kind of dorky because it is about the NFL draft.
Dude, didn't you see Major League 2 or Major League 3 or whatever?
Well, those two are bad.
So there you go. Caddyshack 2?
Caddyshack 2, terrible.
Yeah, so like, was Draft Day that bad?
No.
Okay, there you go.
It's not a great movie, no, but I saw a lot of, you know, because obviously there's a lot of memes and GIFs about Draft Day because it's Draft Day.
And it's the only
reason why people actually refer to that movie because it's... Other than that, it's kind of a forgettable movie. Though, I mean, Jennifer Garner's in it, and that's always a good thing.
Do you know who the team is in Draft Day, Nick?
No.
The Browns.
Oh.
Browns.
For whatever reason, when I heard Draft Day, like, obviously within context, I figured, but it feels like it would be the name of a war movie, like a World War II movie.
Oh, there you go. It's not.
No.
Football movie.
It's about the draft, the NFL draft.
The NFL draft, not the U.S. military draft.
That was content.
That is content. It's filling up here.
Oh, yeah.
Because, folks, hey, got your $3 margs and Mexican beers, $2 tacos, man.
Woo.
Can't beat that.
No.
Better take advantage while you can. And NFL draft just a little over an hour away. Looking forward to it. And we'll be back. What's for dinner?
I mean, there's a lot of options here. A
lot of great options here at Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about what's for dinner and get you ready for the draft and head on home after this on 1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. And you know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
Tonight, I think it's meatloaf.
Oh!
You don't like meatloaf?
No!
I like meatloaf.
I hate it!
I call you a child, but even children like meatloaf.
No, they don't. Hey, do you like meatloaf? No, see, that's a shrug.
He says he doesn't
like meatloaf?
Know.
No, thank you. Do you like meatloaf?
He likes meatloaf, yeah.
Stop asking kids if they like
meatloaf.
Do you
like meatloaf?
Hey, great hat. Fins up.
There we go. See, I'd say that was 50% dislike to outright hating meatloaf.
Well, but how many people still eat meatloaf, right?
No, I haven't had it.
It used to be a staple of the Midwestern family table, and now...
Thank God it's not anymore.
I love meatloaf.
We're going out.
I mean, it's freaking hamburger, basically.
My sister-in-law's birthday, so we're going out to dinner somewhere in the Millard area.
I like Millard.
I hope you go to Molly's Meatloaf Pavilion.
Do you like meatballs?
Yeah.
Meatloaf is just big meatballs.
No, it's not.
Meatloaf, yes, it is.
Dry and nasty.
Meatballs and meatloaf
meatballs
are the same
are
thing.
Covered in sauce.
Okay,
they're delicious.
Okay.
Spaghetti.
It's the same thing with
spaghetti
your,
and a meatball.
It's the same thing with your terrible turkey takes.
No.
People obviously aren't making it good enough for you.
No.
You
I haven't
have,
had it
you
years,
have had
John.
Mediocre meatloaf and mediocre turkey in your life.
What are you having, Nick?
I don't know. Part of me wants to get more hot dogs and just keep trying to redeem myself.
You're not going to.
I think I can do it. I can cut my time down.
By the way, before John gets to whatever he has prepared, Chris writes, I think a movie where a dog puts up a triple-double in basketball against actual people would rank among the worst sports movies. Hashtag Air Bud. I like Air Bud. Thank you very much.
It's not very realistic.
It's not, but it's fun.
Fun.
KG says meatloaf is the bomb, especially the next day for meatloaf sandwiches.
Just meatloaf and potatoes.
See, the wife has done this now where...
with her dangling arms.
With some corn. That's some classic Midwest.
Yeah, so classic she Midwest, makes it in a big pie pan.
Oh.
And so the crust is the meatloaf.
That's
so the meatloaf is the base, and then you fill the inside with mashed potatoes, and you bake it. And then you make some corn... and then you just take slices of the pie, and you got your mashed potatoes, you got your meatloaf, and you get a little corn.
John, can I come over for dinner?
Sure.
Awesome.
Why not?
Carpool down. Asian Joe. Josh would eat anything for dinner, but he won't eat that. Singing the meatloaf voice. Yes.
Nice.
Josh, good luck this week. When is the race?
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, 9 a.m. Central Time.
Where will I be able to track you?
Do you want me to send out a link?
No.
Folks? Okay.
Don't overheat.
Thank you, Nick. It'll be the 40s.
Just make sure if it's over 60, don't die.
Thank you.
Eat plenty of Oreos.
But good luck.
I will.
Eat lots of Oreos and run really fast.
All right. See you guys in a couple weeks.
Don't use push to pass.
Bye.